closing main breaker.
And you know what that means, boys and girls.
It's time for the
Jacko Show.
Yeah!
Jacko Show.
The Jacko Show. That's right. Jack is back.
Jack is back.
He's back. We're missing Counselor Curtis today.
Yeah, the sea monster is in Mexico.
He's down with his bride.
The dominatrix.
Hola.
In Cozumel.
He's probably listening on their wireless laptop on the beach. Not.
Yeah, no. Right. And
the Jimmy Doan Show.
And we got our engineer here.
Yeah, hey, you know, I had to tell Denise Richards and the rest of the Playmates to go to the XPRIZE rocket launch thing without me, but hey, you know, I can't disappoint all of our international and national listeners, you know.
That's what we're going to talk about here in just a second. And Jimmy Doan, this is, let's see, today is what, the 21st?
Saturday, 21st.
21st, and we're live. And hello, Gino. Yes, we see you there.
God bless you.
He signed in. And
He's the man.
He signed in on our. On our AOL AIM. God love you.
Number 1-866-95-JIMMY.
Well, you say, but I'm not sure that's... We did, actually, I got a call during the week from Tracy.
Okay, cool.
Now, I didn't realize this, but Tracy, we are her... Lifeline.
The millionaire thing.
Yeah. She chose the right people, obviously.
Of course.
This is great. Anyway, we've got a bunch of new visitors. But anyway, let me run real quick here what we're going to talk about. We're not going to get through everything. It's been a busy week.
Not going to happen.
We're going to talk about Japan and rice.
Mm-hmm.
They go together.
Yeah, they write.
Condoleezza, you mean.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk. That's just the little thing that I want to talk about. North Korea, more North Korea. Bush has tightened the noose on us with a terror prosecution signing, whatever it is.
That's right.
China, more stuff in China. They're arresting people for talking. And, of course, Harry Reid is in a little bit of trouble, apparently. He's the Harry Reid is the soon-to-be Speaker of the House or something, I think. Or no,
Senate minority.
Senate minority. But he's maybe going to be the Senate Majority Leader, we don't know. More information on the internet and how it gambling. We talked about that. We want to bring you an update. A real quick update on the flower girl, little girl in the mineshaft.
Right.
Another legal thing that it says Wisconsin man charged in stadium threat case.
Okay. A grocery clerk.
Yeah, unbelievable. And Ken Lay of Enron. Loss of the federal agencies are losing all of our data. The FBI wants to make sure that all of the people, the ISPs, like the people that are running the show right now, for instance, that are going to track us down, right?
Go get
more global warming. Antarctic is going down the toilet.
I feel it today. It's heating up already.
That's right. Yeah. And the immigration note on tennis shoes.
Oh, yeah. Free shoes.
That's right.
As long as you're an illegal immigrant.
That's right. only for you, special designer. And a little thing on Madonna that I thought was interesting about her new kid. And then
kind of an expensive kid. But
we have some notes on that are very important. And the Coast Guard is going to load up, lock and load on the Great Lakes. We're going to talk about that. Brown University has decided that they were responsible, totally responsible for slavery, and they want to atone for it. And
let's let them make the retributions.
We're going to talk about that. FDA is getting ready to approve some things from clones. Attack of the Clones.
That's right.
Some interesting news from lobbyists on Washington and how they're getting things done.
Jimmy, it sounds like a huge show.
No, it's unbelievable. I'm just looking here real quick. Oh, DARPA. We have DARPA stuff, which we talked about.
Yeah, I've got to get that.
And the space elevator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
all
right.
Go for a ride. You like heights. We have some nude news.
Yeah.
So you want to stay. That's going to be towards the end. That's kind of a light note. Also, we have the Klingon cloaker.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk about the new thing coming down the pike. And
you heard about Steve Wynn, too. We're going to talk about that.
Steve Wynn, right. And yes.
Genius move.
How you lose, what is it, $138 million? Oops, $138 million. Of course, it's a rounding error in his fortune.
We should lose it over this way.
Yeah, that's right. And that's about it. We've got some light notes.
A lot of light notes.
Before we get started, I do want to say hello to all our new listeners, whom we have a bunch.
That's right.
I went through the last, day or so here on our web thing. We don't now, as you well know, most of the people listen to us not directly through the Jimmy Doan website.
That's
we wish they would, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's JimmyDoan.com.
JimmyDoan.com, right.
D-O-A-N-E.
D-O-A-N-E, right. And we call this the Doanation.
That's right, the Doanation.
The Doanation. And you can go there to the Doanation and make...
And I got the $5.
Yes.
We appreciate that. Thank you, James.
That's right.
Is the man of the day.
Yeah, he is the man of the day.
That's right. Also, hello to Patricia down in, she sent us some stuff on how the how the immigrants, we're going to talk a little bit more about another immigrant thing, but the thing she sent us was how they're coming across the border in buses now that they have painted up to look exactly like the Border Patrol buses.
No, you know, fools there.
And
loading them up.
Oh, and Gino has just IM'd and said, get these two sports fags off the air so we can hear some JD show. Okay, well, great. Thanks, Gino.
Well, I don't know. Let me check the encoder.
We'll have to check it. We'll keep it going here, sir. All right, well, let's hop in.
Okay, wait a minute.
Keep those emails coming.
That's right.
I
also wanted to say hello to...
Don't forget jack@jimmydone.com.
That's right. And Curtis.
I like emails. And Curtis.
Curtis at Jimmy Doan. So, right. Yeah, apparently they're...
And remember, dbag@jimmydoan.com.
Dbag.
That's right. So keep them coming.
Keep on coming. That's right. But I did want to say, I did notice it here on the list that the one that I did get a couple of hits from my letter.
The brown acid?
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, the brown acid, the good stuff.
Yeah, the brown was the bad stuff. Don't eat the brown.
That's right. No, I'd written a letter to the Gainesville Sun. I didn't write a letter to the Gainesville Sun. I wrote a little note on some website of theirs, and they published it. So, I mean, and I got some feedback on that. I went to a big Republican brouhaha.
Right.
I'm not a Republican, but I went out there anyway to see.
You went behind enemy lines.
That's right. Went behind enemy lines, met some people, and they said, "Hi, good to see you. Saw your letter." Anyway, so we're international.
As always, there.
It's Jimmy.
Everybody. Yeah. People are keeping an eye on you, Jimmy.
They sure are, right.
We know what you're saying.
That's right. Anyway, I want to say hello to our friend from Morocco, Canadian friend from Morocco. He's in here again, of course. Oklahoma all the time.
We love Oklahoma.
United Kingdom, Norway. A couple people from Norway, not only Jeff. We're waiting for Jeff to check in today, and he hasn't done it. That's right. No, we didn't get any Sweden this time.
No,
and Nevada has fallen off the radar screen. I don't know what happened. We're apparently not in.
I think we just got a couple from Sweden.
We did get a hit from the Libertarian Party of Minnesota, LPMN.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they have a great website for libertarians, and they've put us on there, so we feel pretty good about
that. Maybe we'll put a link on our website as well.
We should. And then France, finally. Got one from France, from Toulon, what a place to eat down there.
Bonjour.
They were looking for pictures. And of course. Well, of course they were. Unfortunately, we don't have any nudes on there. We got a bunch of pictures, but no nudes.
So if you want to send in nudes.
That's right.
For our French listeners.
That's right. Our French listeners and Costa Rica. So anyway, I did want to say hello to those people. And so let's get started. What I did see was, and this big step, we're not going to get through all this stuff.
Well, we're starting with Konnichiwa.
Right? Konnichiwa. That's
Konnichiwa.
Right. I thought the headline, I always love it when they write the headline. It says, Japan tells rice it will not seek nuclear weapons. And I just wondered, what about, I know Japan raises a lot of rice.
You think she believed me?
I don't know. But, I mean, I was curious to know, did the rice talk back? I mean, you know, it's Japanese, right? It must be Japanese. I don't,
sticky rice.
Speak, you know, this is, in Japan, instead of saying speak to the hand, it's speak to the rice. I guess, I don't know. Anyway, the deal is apparently China bailed them. As you know, last week we were talking about the word unacceptable and how George Bush was saying it was unacceptable that they would set off a bomb or whatever. And so what? It is right out of the Monty Python, I shall taunt you again. You know, is that the Holy Grail? Where they come up to the castle?
Taunt you, yes.
From the Holy Grail, and I will taunt you again. You know,
so he's sitting over there going, "Ha ha! You like that one? We do another one."
That's right.
How about that one?
We send one to you.
Correct.
So anyway,
Japan screen for PayPal.
That's right.
Japan was telling Condoleezza.
Well,
it had no intention.
They said that they're not going to do. They're not going to pursue nuclear weapons. They want us to do it.
That's right.
So.
They
want us to provide the nuclear shield.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the United States, as this is so typical, has gotten itself into a little bit of sticky hot water here. To mix a metaphor, whatever.
Okay. You got into that brown acid.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you. You would think.
Of course. I mean, Japan. Why would they do it? Kind of like a boat. You know what? Well, you don't need one if your best friend's got one.
That's exactly.
You just use our bomb.
That's right.
What
happened is, as usual, the United States has got itself into a bit of a sticky wicket in that they've said if North Korea attacks anybody, one of our buds. That this will be an act of war. Well, I got a news flash for you. We're not about to send normal ground troops against North Korea, even though it's the size of this county, practically.
Mm-hmm. No, air raids, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, they'd be nuke air raids, and then all shit would break loose. Pardon my French.
That's right.
I mean, it would suck big time. And right. I mean, it would be a little bit the same thing. The assassination of Archduke Ferdinand, the start of the First World War, nobody wanted it. you know, there was an assassination. Next thing you know, they're in the trenches with mustard gas all over the place.
Yeah.
And I mean,
good
really,
times.
Yeah, you bet. No, it's well, I mean, you look and you see what came out of all that assassination, literally.
More
50 years of unbelievable war and everything you can imagine, all the horrible things you can imagine, the Russian Revolution, 70 years of, I mean, all of it emanated from this one assassination because they said, if you attack us, we will attack you and so forth. And
we all got chain linked.
Like
a climber that falls off the top.
Exactly.
You know, I'm sawing through my rope, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and that's the thing. You know, this is this business about losing face or not losing face is an Oriental type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, I'd sit there and say, whoa, no, not us. I'm not on this one, buddy. You're on your own.
That's, well, our founding fathers clearly stated no foreign entanglements.
Right.
I'm sorry. What part of the no foreign entanglements did you not understand?
There's so much, of course. What part of the right to bear arms do you, you know, is there something? What a part of free speech, you
right.
know?
Well, it depends on what the definition of is.
Well, we found out about that. That's right. Anyway, what they're worried about, it says here in this article, that the powers out there might seek their own nuclear deterrent. Of course, Pakistan and India already have one, but they're worried that maybe China and Taiwan and all these people that have been sending engineers over here for years will build their own bombs. Oh, China already guess has one, but that there's going to be an arms race. And it reminds me that of the Ben Franklin thing, that if you seek a little bit of, give up a little bit of freedom for a little bit of security, you'll soon have neither. And this is what they're, this is the same kind of
profound.
Thing. Profound. It was then and it is today.
Hey.
So anyway, and they're worried about any actions that would anger China. Well, you know, I don't think you lightly anger a billion people, but I don't know.
We send them Levi's. They shut up.
That's right. Well, of course, wait a minute. You don't have to send. They're made
there. That's right. They're made.
Excuse me. They don't have to go far. Anyway, the North Korea, of course, said that the sanctions, this happened during the Second World War. Japan considered it an act of war when we cut off their oil supply. And the North Koreans are saying that if we do any sanctions, anybody does any sanctions, they're going to call that a declaration of war. And the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, of course, they're very democratic, and of course, all the people are in control there, yeah, right? And they would deal a merciless blow against anyone who violates the sovereignty, and of course, this doesn't matter because they blinked.
Mm-hmm.
Because China said, China, with a billion people. And a billion bombs said, you don't need to be doing this, sorry. Anyway, the bomb they sent off apparently was not much larger than an equivalent nuclear firecracker. So
one kiloton or something.
Yeah, 1 kiloton. And anyway, China and South Korea, of course, are in bed with North Korea as a trading partner, in spite of the fact that the guy's a tin pot, super tin pot, horrible dictator, and keeping him propped up.
Right.
And I think I have enough time here to talk about the Bush signs the bill on terror prosecution. I love the way this thing, this is from the Associated Press. The legislation also eliminates some of the rights defendants are usually guaranteed under U.S. law, and it authorizes continued harsh interrogations of terror suspects. Now, what does that tell you?
Well, the defendants didn't need those rights.
All right. And, well, how long is it, as somebody said, how long is it going to be before everybody, maybe George Bush is a saint on this earth and won't use this new power, but the next president might decide that Jimmy is a threat. And we'll use harsh.
They've already decided that.
Well, that's right. And use harsh. And you have to ask yourself, what's a harsh and terror? It's torture. Hello,
right.
It's torture.
Yeah.
And so he also insisted that the law authorized CIA agents to use tough yet unspecified methods. So we need to come up with some new ones. And of course it'll save American lives. That's the whole deal. It's for the children.
Mm-hmm.
It allows.
That's a good campaign slogan there. It's Bush tough yet unspecified.
That's right. We'll tell you later. We'll tell you after the election. It allows the government to seize individuals on American soil and detain them indefinitely with no opportunity to challenge their detention in court, Feingold said. And the new law would permit an individual to be convicted on the basis of coerced terrorist testimony and even allow someone convicted under these rules to be put to death. I mean, this is the old rubber hose thing.
Yeah.
They will beat you until you confess. And then,
it's not like the other rubber up your nose with a rubber hose.
No. You wish. That's up your nose with a plastic straw.
Right.
That's up your nose with a rolled up $100 bill. We're going to take a break.
Yeah.
And we'll be back.
Wow.
Goes up, must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin.
Painted pony.
back?
We're back.
Okay, good. Well, I say we're back. Apparently we're
back.
Apparently we never went out and never came back.
No, not yet.
We are in the process. For those of you now listening to the podcast part of this,
that's right.
We're supposed to be live. And we're not. And so we are trying to fix that. But the podcast itself will go on, and we're going to go right through the ads not have any more breaks until those guys.
Until somebody IMs us and tells us that we're online.
That's right. So anyway,
those bastards.
That's right. Well, speaking of that accent, China arrests human rights lawyer who criticized the state. This, to me, we're going to talk about a little bit about lawyering here. It's too bad that Counselor Curtis is not here. I have a bunch of legal stuff, but he's
we'll
down
just,
there.
We'll just have to make up our
we'll
own
make
laws.
We'll make it up. That's right. We'll make up our own laws as we go along.
CC is Seaside with a Cerveza. How about that?
All right, so this was about a week ago. Chinese police officials have charged a prominent human rights lawyer with inciting subversion.
Right, that's like the death sentence over there. I mean, if it's
speaking out against the theory.
Apparently the sympathizers, some of the sympathizers around the country had engaged in something called a rolling hunger strike, which we're very familiar with here. That means as soon as you get hungry, you pass it off to somebody else and, let them not eat for 2 hours.
Right. And Dom DeLuise was taking part in that.
He was part of the 20-minute one.
Right. Yeah. He was on those little shorter segments.
That's right. He had to wait actually he had to push away from the table and go do something and come back. And that was that's Dom DeLuise's hunger strike that's good.
Meathead or whatever his name is.
I always remember Dom DeLuise, I believe, in an old film called Who is Killing the Great Chefs of Europe?
Yes.
And he literally ate himself to death. That was the final scene was Dom and, all the food he could shove into his...
The point is, here in China, they're already doing a lot of the stuff that Bush that we just talked about.
That's right.
They have, it says here, Mr. Mo, the big Mo, Mr. Mo said the police have not allowed him to visit Mr. Go. Because his case involves state secrets. In state secrets cases, the authorities may deny access to a lawyer until a formal indictment has been issued. Well, here, of course, even after the formal indictment, you don't get a lawyer if you're in Gitmo apparently with the new law that Bush just says we're all going to go to jail. Okay, good. That's right. And here locally, I'm going right down the list here. Harry Reid in a little bit of trouble.
Who's Harry Reid again?
Senator Harry Reid is the minority leader in the Senate.
A Democrat, right. Nevada.
Well, that's why he's in Nevada, right? He's out there in Whoreville, in Gamblingville or whatever. And he apparently has strayed from the straight and narrow and got about $1 million.
No.
For something. It was akin to the... Hillary Clinton, when she got the $100,000 for the $1,000 investment, the cattle futures thing, that was a big one. Well, he did apparently the same thing. He had a piece of land that he sort of owned.
A real estate transaction.
It's a real estate transaction. He collected $1.1 million.
Oops.
Shouldn't we all be able to do such a thing? And, and then, of course, when he lives at some fancy hotel up there when he's in Washington, and because they know him, he's a senator, probably the majority speaker, or the speaker, not the speaker, the majority leader of the Senate in, November 8th?
Looking into your glass ball.
Well, it looks like the Republicrats are going to, or the Republicans are going to, I can't tell them apart, are going to lose everything in sight.
Right. Well, Harry Reid has said that he's now going to change or amend his 4 years of ethics reports to more fully explain this real estate transaction.
Right. Well, of course, this is Spin City, and as has been pointed out in the conservative talk radio, this is if it was a Republican, probably grounds for impeachment or removal or shot or something, whatever. Anyway, he says the profit on the deal was only about $700,000. Hell, wasn't chump change for God's sake.
So, remember, we take PayPal. So
that's right.
Well, we're talking about $700,000.
And there's a donate button on JimmyDunn.com.
That's why
it does now work.
Oh, good.
So Harry, they're blowing this off. No,
yeah, blowing off, right?
And he says, whatever. Okay. Fine.
And so who cares? Okay.
Just a quick digression here. As I buzz off this topic, did you see the ads for that? Where is Senator so and so? He's only shown up 3 times.
Oh, that's Jim Davis.
Jim Davis. I think he's a hero.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm voting for him without question. You're never going to be in Washington. No problem, man. No problem.
That's right. I mean, at least
where is he from?
He's here. He's local. He's running against. Let's see, he's running against Bill Nelson. He's running for the Senate? He's running for the Senate, I think.
Here in Florida, you're saying.
So, because, both... No, only one of our senators is leaving, mm-hmm. not leaving, but is up for election. That's mm-hmm. Bill Nelson, mm-hmm. and he's running against Catherine Harris. This guy Jim Davis, he's running for the House seat.
Everybody mm-hmm. murmurs Catherine Harris from the scandal and
well, we, again, she
but she's doing well.
Well, she's going to lose apparently.
It wasn't but 6 months ago or something where the Republican Party was trying to disown Catherine Harris.
Yeah, totally.
And
right.
Now she's gone and she's at least. You know.
Well, she's at least they're waving at her from the other side of the room. I think they weren't doing that before. The deal is she got a super raw deal. She was trying to make nice with the Democrats in the disputed election of 2000. And she no good deed goes unpunished. And she basically said, OK, look, maybe there's some questions here. Tell you what I'm going to do. Rather than obey the strict letter of the law, I'm going to kind of fudge a little bit here and give you an extra couple of days to figure this thing out. Well, they jumped all over her.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. And then they did ad hominem stuff. They caricatured her with all kinds of makeup all over her face and
it looked like a Heidi Fleiss.
Oh, God. Whoa. Heidi Fleiss was a queen compared to what they did with her.
Well, and you know that in case you want to bet on who's going to win, apparently K-Man from the Hangar Dogs sent us a thing on the bet on or tradesports.com. You can actually bet on who's going to win.
For political
offices, yeah.
All right.
That was pretty interesting. It's tradesports.com. So I think that finishes our digression.
We got a...
you got to love Las Vegas, baby.
I was supposed to go there this weekend for the LDI show. Represent our company, but we didn't really need to be there because we're a manufacturer, but there's basically for dealers, but our CEO went out there, so I made him up a backstage pass, so it says Ramtech, all access or whatever, so I told him, I said, this will probably help out when you go to the Hughes New Club out there, you can go up there and say, right was about to get thrown out, and you see this? This is all access. You know what that means? That means all access everywhere, baby. Now, you can go interrupt Mr. Hefner, but that'll be the last thing you ever do in your current career. And then I'm going to have all these lovely ladies right here with me. They're all going to go on YouTube and tell the world what a tiny dick you have. So that's probably keep them in.
Okay.
While we're talking about Vegas, let's talk about this internet gambling.
The internet gambling.
See is, that?
Well, yeah, I did.
It wasn't aimed at internet gambling, right? It was.
As so many things, this is the typical big, huge sledgehammer to swat something that's really not a problem. Voluntary exchanges between voluntary participants. Apparently, this one guy, and I forget it, good lat, which I think translates into good milk. Good latte. Anyway, he's a coffee guy, whatever. And he's from Virginia.
All right.
And he's really got a bug up his butt about this thing. And so they got this thing that says they've criminalized the federal criminal law to try and transfer your money outside of the country to gamble.
So you can't, no placing bets on the internet.
No, well, what I thought was interesting about this headline, it says placing bets over the internet was effectively criminalized by the federal government yesterday. This is a couple days ago now, as lawmakers work to eliminate an activity enjoyed by as many as 23 million Americans who wagered an estimated $6 billion last year.
Now, that's 10%.
A little under. Remember, we just passed 300 million.
I know.
Remember, that was like Thursday.
That's okay. 9%.
Tuesday, man.
That's 8.276. Get your calculator. That's right.
So this guy's from Virginia?
Huh?
He's
from Virginia.
Well, good. You go back to Virginia. You leave us all alone out here, there, buddy. Slap them hogs, mend them fences, but stay out of our internet gambling.
That's perfect. Anyway, he said, it's funny because the opponents, of course, are comparing this to the Prohibition Law of 1919. You can't do this. What I find interesting is they're trying to exempt poker because they said it's a game of skill. And
much more than, say, hitting a button.
Right, exactly. And although they're trying to do that, too.
Right.
And the internet gambling, interestingly enough, was of the two things that were on the internet that actually made money when it first came up. Porn, of course.
Right.
Numero uno. And gambling. And
can you buy a lottery ticket online?
Good question. I don't know. I think you can. I think you can buy one if your state sells lottery tickets and they have a way to do it. I know you can in New York. I think you can bet on horses online, and horses actually have been exempted across the board anyway. The horse people have gotten into that.
They got money.
Well, I guess
lobbyist or something.
Well, something like that. Anyway, the Justice Department, interestingly enough, even though it's federal law, the Justice Department has not been able to figure out whether internet gambling online is illegal or not, and the courts have said. They're up in the air on this whole thing.
I got one question for you. Was internet gambling illegal when our founding fathers founded this country?
No.
Okay.
No,
well, there you go.
There you go. That's right.
We rest our case.
Yeah, we rest our case. Well, we're not totally, but I think that they did. They arrested some guy when he tried to come through the country. He was going from his UK house to his palatial estate in Costa Rica, and he had a layover in Dallas or something. They arrested him, but they extradited him back to UK. The World Trade Organization, whom we don't have no love lost for, apparently has weighed in on this and said, you know, this violates some treaties. If you're gonna stomp on internet gambling, if you're gonna keep people from transferring their money out of the country, the way they've done it is they've basically threatened Visa and MasterCard with serious sanctions if they accept money that goes to known gambling.
Well, and do you know that the free market workaround for that has been to set up proxy servers in other countries,
right?
That route it through just like those spy movies.
Again,
this is
an arms race like anything else. There's a couple of people that have pulled out of the internet gambling business, which is stupid, I think. Mm-hmm. They're a bunch of idiots.
They gave up. Nobody likes a quitter.
Yeah, that's right.
Here in Florida, just to go back to that, it appears you cannot buy a lottery ticket online.
Okay, could be. That's fine.
But don't they have groups that you can sign up for online and have them go buy it? I guess you probably could.
And actually, I believe, I would guess that that's illegal.
Probably.
Wouldn't doubt it. But again, there is a way around this. There's a couple of different ways around this, if you want to call it that. But again, the whole thing on this is such, this again gives hypocrisy a bad name. I mean, really, it does. This is hypocrisy squared, these
right,
people.
Right.
I mean, we gamble here, for God's sakes. What are you talking about? And of course, what they do is, it's for the children. We're worried about this father who takes the wages, his hard-earned wages, and squanders it on gambling. And my God, he's got a Visa MasterCard, and he's going to squander on gambling. The kids are going to go hungry. The wife is going to be in tatters out on the streets doing something else illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And it just the whole country goes down. All 23 million Americans are at risk, according to this guy. Even what is so funny about this is so typical. Even if there were a million of these reprobates that would waste their last dime on compulsive gambling, don't go to the 12-step program, whatever it is, and waste it all. There's 22 million people who are responsible adults who are now been cut off. And the big nanny government is better and smarter than they are. As always, who regulates the regulators? They have a free rein in this. It is unbelievable. They do have sort of a worker way around this, and that is the fantasy. They have fantasy gambling. Now, fantasy gambling,
that's when you fantasize about gambling.
Exactly. No,
you win that fantasy money.
No, that is that you have. You are right. There, engineer
what?
Person. You are correct.
Pulled something out of the Watusi, and all of a sudden it became right.
That's right. What they do is they allow you to bet on a lot of stuff. No money changes hands.
Mm-hmm.
Nudge, nudge.
Mm-hmm.
And
wink, wink.
And they allow you to bet on all the games and everything like that. But what happens is you get bragging rights. And points. And
ooh.
Well,
that'll put a new Gulfstream out on the tarmac.
Well, not quite.
Not even a dollar will get you a pack of gum.
Well, let me tell you, what's interesting, how many people do you know that go into the local game emporium here after spending I don't know how much money on quarters, and they're so happy because their three initials are at the top or in the top 10? I mean, they get off on that, right?
S-E-X.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. What's your name? Yeah, right. So anyway, the deal is...
Samuel Edmund Xanadu.
Yeah. That's my thing.
Okay,
anyway, the deal is they've said in some of these cases they do award prizes. I'm not sure how this is different from the internet gambling bill, but the deal is that they do award some prizes. What happens, of course, is that some people, and this is a smart thing, at least one fellow that they interviewed, as you know, they have... What was it? On the election. You can bet on the election.
Right.
And you can buy shares in different candidates. And,
mm-hmm.
and it turns out that it's a pretty accurate predictor
mm-hmm.
for who's going to win. Well, they do the same thing with the sports games, with the football games now locally. Not locally, but I mean this season. And some of the real serious bettors that don't know exactly which player's been injured or whatever go on there and kind of test the wind to see what the fantasy bettors are doing and then go place their real bets accordingly.
Well,
they use that as an additional...
But the question is betting on the politicians, that's probably illegal too. I mean, if you're going to actually win real actual money.
Yeah, and of course, I don't know what you'd win. I mean, that's who...
You win a politician.
Yeah, it's like...
Or a page.
Yeah. It's like winning a terrorist, I think.
16-year-old page.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. I was looking through some of the statistics. 4%. 4% of the U.S. population gambles online. 68% are males, which means, you know, some... In other words, 2/3 are male, 1/3 female.
Or
about 40% are in their 20s. And 35% have college degrees. Now, 35% of 23 million, if you do the math, I mean, it's, you know, a bunch.
Yeah, 7 million.
And, okay, could be. And, yeah, right, you're right. And,
engineer, Eric's catching up here on old math.
Well, your name, no, that's right. And 50% of the online gamblers think that gambling on the internet is legal. Now, I don't, and the other 50% wish it was. So, I mean, the point is that this
Santa,
is...
Santa, you know what I want for Christmas? Legal internet gambling.
Well, I mean, to me, this is so unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
I mean, that they make this a federal law, Jimmy is speechless.
Yep.
So we're going to move
on. What? Jimmy's speechless.
We're going to move on. I want to give you a quick update on the Flower Girl. We talked about the Flower Girl last week.
This is a sad story.
The Flower Girl's head rolled like a bowling ball.
It's awful. For those who don't know, bring everybody up to speed. Family leaving a wedding in the limousine. Man drunk, driving drunk, the wrong way. On the highway.
For a couple miles or something.
Right. Well, he was
slammed into the limousine.
He was driving down the road one day.
And he killed the chauffeur and the girl. And, of course, all they talk about is the poor little girl.
And right. So
the chauffeur, well, you know, whatever.
Well, this is...
One of the most horrible car wrecks you could ever imagine.
Right.
And it
appealed totally. What they did with the jury was they made it. They appealed totally to the emotional...
It was JonBenet all over.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cute pictures, everything. Mm-hmm. And they showed, I guess they didn't just show the head. They probably showed the whole little girl.
Right.
They put the head back on for the pictures, or I don't know. Anyway, the point is that, as Counselor Curtis has mentioned, this is the mens rea thing.
Right. Mens rea is zero.
Yeah.
Revenge one.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And, sure, he got drunk, 0.28, had no clue, blacked out probably, killed, and yet is convicted of
murder,
right?
The same as if he intended to do it.
Right.
And that's the big problem. In other words, it's the worst thing in the world, but you can't make a new law arbitrarily.
You can.
Obviously they did.
No, this is something
they did. But they shouldn't have.
Well, as we've talked, these are the laws that usually are named after somebody.
Right. And I don't know. Apparently,
Ember's Law, Adam's Law, Little Becky's.
Becky's Law, that's right. The Flower Girl Law.
Flower Girl.
That's right.
And, of course, he was also convicted, just to add the icing on the cake, he was also convicted of assault and driving while intoxicated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful, but it's not a just. You know, conviction.
As Curtis says, it's not going to prevent anything else. It's just a situation to where...
Right. This is not a deterrent.
It's not a deterrent, right.
That's right. I don't think it is. Of course, I'm wondering if it's... I don't know what he's... 25 years to life he's getting on this thing. Of course, it's going to be appealed. And we'll keep up with this. Find out.
You think it's going to go to the Supreme Court?
Oh, no. This won't go to... But it'll certainly go to the appeals court. But I don't believe there's... It should. You know, if mens rea... I mean, if the intent... You would think that this might be a question for the Supreme Court, but they get like 3,000 requests a year and do what? I don't know, 200 cases or something. So
slackers.
That's right. Well, now another thing has to do with the people being charged with stuff in Wisconsin. Apparently, some 20-year-old kid.
He's a grocery clerk.
Grocery clerk.
He's a kid. If you're still a bag boy at a grocery.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care how old you are. You're still a kid, right? Yeah, bag boy.
Bag boy. You're a kid.
That's right. And anyway, he says
good call, Jack.
That's the way to do it.
So this is Newark, New Jersey, right?
Hey, right.
I think.
And he apparently put a bunch of stuff on the internet, on his website or on a website that said, what do you say? He's going to detonate a dirty nuclear bomb.
At 15 different professional football teams.
He was going to do this. And they found out who he was, 20 years old. You know, how long did it take him? You know, did a backtrack or whatever.
An hour and a half.
He's doing this weekend?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's right. We could be.
I saw this on national news.
Did you really?
Yeah, and they posted every stadium he had talked about. And it was 10 or 12 stadiums around the country.
People did pick up on it. And as you know, the internet, you put something out there, it goes immediately if it's any good at all. even if it's not. I mean, if you're on YouTube, you know, 50 million impressions, you know, for some old geezer sitting there in front of the thing, all of a sudden. People just
They came in and busted that 14-year-old girl's door down, whatever, the feds came in there because she was had that anti-Bush thing on her MySpace
right.
website.
That's right, that's right. That's
hey,
right.
Speaking of YouTube, I want to give a little plug out here. Go to YouTube and search UF Stars.
Yeah.
There's some good stuff on there. And
there is?
Yeah, some funny videos there of some Halloween scares.
Well, the Halloween scare is a good one.
Yeah,
right.
That's a good
that
one.
That's
up there.
Yeah. That's good.
Well, we're going to do some more this year for that, too.
Yeah,
they're interviewing spokesmodels right now.
Oh.
And so.
Now, the interviews will be. I tell you, Pete, to be honest with you, I love David and I love the man all to death. Mm-hmm. But. So far, they haven't been very good videos.
Well, we're going to get the interviews with the spokesmodel people.
Check out this it's Kids Scared Halloween UF Stars on YouTube. It's hilarious.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. And we're going to do better this year.
We might have some Jimmy Doan stuff coming up from UF Stars. We know these guys. They may post some crazy stuff up.
They have a good camera.
Right.
Yeah. That's, mm-hmm.
Well, that's 90% of it.
I'm doing our calendar shoot. I'm the one who's in charge of the Ramtech calendar this year.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Ooh, and who's going to be on that?
Yeah. Anybody I can get.
That's right.
All right. Well, so.
So anyway, the thing is, face a maximum of 5 years prison and a $250,000 fine
right.
if convicted, even though the prosecutors concede that he didn't have the ability to carry out the attacks. Anyway, they said empty threats are a serious matter since the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. We cannot tolerate the internet equivalent of yelling fire in a crowded theater in this post 9/11 era. Now, I can tell you that Counselor Curtis and I have talked about this before. Probably one of the worst phrases, and I believe it was either, I think it was Judge, name just slipped my mind.
Ito?
No, it wasn't Ito, but it was, and it just slipped my mind, the judge who was all over the ballpark, but is quoted quite often from the 30s and 20s. Mm. And what his thing that has been quoted so often is you have freedom of speech, but you cannot yell fire in a crowded theater. And they've taken that as a gospel law.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis and I, Counselor Curtis and I have talked about this, and we've said that was a mistake, that in fact you can. You mm-hmm. should be able to yell for trying to crowd, but you have to take the consequences.
Right.
it's just that simple. That particular saying of not being able to yell fire has led to something like this.
Right.
And here you have somebody who is going to maybe get 5 years in jail and $250,000 fine because he put some stuff on the internet and said, I'm going to put a dirty bomb. I mean, first of all, who would do that? I mean, if you're going to do a dirty bomb on to seven stadiums, you damn sure ain't going to be putting it on the internet.
Right.
I mean, unless
you don't have to be part of Mensa to get an internet connection.
The fact that they found this guy, I mean, 20-year-old bag boy.
Right.
Hello.
Bag boy.
Well, and again, it's unbelievable. Now
they call it a criminal hoax.
Well, I'm telling you, people, the noose is tightening. Everything is becoming a federal crime, and the feds come and get you, and you're all going to jail. They're going to expand the jails like crazy. And if you have any political dissent in this country is becoming a crime, just as we saw in China. I'm telling you, you people out there, if you think it's going to get any better, it ain't. And
not if you stay here.
No. Jimmy, one of the reasons we sent Counselor Curtis down to Mexico to do a little trolling.
Yeah. You just need to get out there and vote.
You say that. But the problem is, typically, the turnout is 40-50%. Here locally, it can be as low as 20%.
Right.
And that means 11% of the electorate make the decisions for everybody.
Right, for 89% of
everybody. For 89% of the people, and you say, well, you know, you didn't vote, you don't get a say. That's BS. I mean, mm-hmm. that is just BS. Because half the time, they're voting on a pack of lies anyway. I mean, when you see we're in the middle of the election cycle here.
Okay.
And what you see are yard signs. And the yard signs say things such informative, totally informative things as Bob.
Bob.
Or,
woo! I like the one like vote yes on no.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what? That's perfect.
You know.
Yeah. And
vote yes on no.
I mean, that's it. And then, or they'll have the number three with a circle around it and a red line through it.
No on three.
Yeah. No. I mean, what are you talking? And you're supposed to vote on how many signs you see, or
it's that evil number three.
Yeah, well,
you got to get rid of that number three.
That's right. I would certainly not like to have Proposition 666 on the ballot. Anyway, then the next thing, talking about people getting...
Moving along.
The lady lawyer, if you ever saw her.
Lynn Stewart, you're talking about?
Yeah, Lynn Stewart. Right. She was what they call the radical defense lawyer. She was the one that that carried messages from Sheikh Ramadan, or whatever his name is.
To Egypt.
And, you know, said, kill all the humans.
She smuggled messages.
She smuggled messages
from an imprisoned terrorist.
Right. And so they nabbed her.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And she was supposed to get like 100 years for this because it was inciting.
Each word in the message or something
like that. I mean,
but she didn't.
She got 20. The judge said, no, you've been a good girl. Other than that, you've been a good girl.
That's right.
And nobody actually died.
Right.
And you're ugly. Mm-hmm. And so
and then she came out from underneath his desk, right?
That's right. And Scott,
28 months, okay. I'm
28 mm-hmm. months, and she says, I can do that standing on my head,
mm-hmm.
which she's already done. Okay, we understand that. But I love this. When I'm reading the article here, she noted, she said she would never be able to practice law again. And I mean, I've got breast cancer, and gosh, it might come back. And in the past, I've defended, you know, the Black Panthers and the Weatherman, and I've done all the ACLU stuff and pro bono and pro boner and everything, and I've done it all and for the good of humanity, you know, tried to protect the Constitution, yada, yada. And so Judge Keitel, whoever she is, I don't know, told a crowded but hushed courtroom, it's no exaggeration. She's done public service, and so 28 months. That's put. So, and she's going to die anyway.
It was only one terrorist.
That's right. It's only one terrorist. Nobody actually died and so forth. And so, of course, she comes, as soon as she walks out of the courtroom, she says, well, I hope the government realizes the error, then I'm back, and I'm staying out until after an appeal, and I hope it will vindicate me totally, and then... I hope it will make me back into the lawyer I was. Whoa, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Three paragraphs earlier said I'm...
Yeah, well, one minute she says she's done. Now she's saying she's
coming back.
She's reborn.
Reborn, that's right. She looks like she's about 100. What is she, 70 years old or something? Or...
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It doesn't really matter. I always love the ad hoc. We can do this on the cable show. The ad hominem crap. We can call people ugly and just screw them. You know, no problem.
We can do that?
Yeah, we can get away with it.
We're going to start doing that.
That's right. Okay, next I want to talk about Ken Lay. Now, Ken Lay, as you know, was... Rest in peace. That's right. Well, this I thought was... Again, we're missing our counselor. Maybe he'll chime in. He's not on...
We'll edit it in,
right? We'll edit in his parts. Mm-hmm. We'll make up some stuff for him and use our voice changer thingy.
That's right.
Anyway, they...
All right, so Ken Lay dies.
He was convicted. He was convicted of 10 counts of fraud and conspiracy.
Yeah, lied.
He lied, and that's right, lied to banks and so forth. And Enron, of course, collapsed about 4 or 5 years ago.
Thousands of jobs
and $60 billion in market value, because they were worth, quote-unquote, $60 billion. That was their market cap, and went to zero.
Ooh.
Anyway, he hadn't been sentenced. Actually, here's the technicality. He hadn't actually been sentenced yet.
All right.
And he was supposed to pay up like millions of dollars of ill-gotten gains.
But he died.
But he died before they could sentence him. So, well, the law apparently...
He died the 5th of July after that huge 4th of July party.
That's right, exactly.
And after all the playmates left.
That's right.
Partying in Aspen, and that was it.
That's right. So anyway, what they want to do, they said, well, now... No reason to sentence him, which means the $41 million stays with the kids,
right.
Mm-hmm.
and or whoever else is on.
That's not good enough.
Not good enough. So what they want to do is they want to pass a law. They want to run up to Congress real quick before the sentencing, and they want to pass a law that says, no, you can't escape by dying. Mm-hmm. No. New rule.
Right.
Just because you haven't been sentenced, we still get your money.
Yeah, baby.
Right. And so it's...
Did he have any money left?
He had
like $20 million or something, didn't it?
He had a ton. I mean, well, he put it his way. He had more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we can fix that on the donation.
That's
button.
Right. We need to fix that.
Right. You can fix
get doned.
That's right. Get doned. That's right. We got some bumper stickers.
That's right.
We did.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
We did. Don't psych the audience out there. It's not like you can get one or anything.
That's right. Well, these are
like I said, if you want a Jimmy Dome bumper sticker,
you go down
to the art supply store. You get those stencils and a can of spray paint. You go out to your bumper and spray paint Jimmy Dome on there.
Well, you know, we are going to have T-shirts.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, little faith. Anyway,
I see one sitting over there, so we at least got one.
Well, that was my first attempt.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It works, though. It works. Yeah. The deal is that this is, I did get an email from counselor, and he said, this is ex post facto laws, which is against the law, supposedly. Mm-hmm. Although they've done it before. They've passed laws before. I remember very...
After the fact.
Well, maybe CC can get a name for himself by... You know, going up there and fighting this thing.
Yeah, right. From the beaches of Mexico.
Okay, he's got a better plan.
Yeah, he sure does. Anyway, so next.
Nick.
Yep.
I think this is fascinating. There are two things in a row here, and I had them out of order, so let me go back. FBI wants new legislation and to be able to track down people on the Internet. They want to make sure that AOL and Google and all these people and all your... ISPs around whoever, Earthlink and everybody else, retain the data on who does what when for like years or forever.
Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah. And they want, and so the, so there were, of course, this is under the guise of the terrorists. Mm-hmm. And so if they do their searching through and you happen to mention the word bomb and the word Osama and the word, dirty, nuclear stadium explosion in the same word.
Your shrubbery. I mean, Bush.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And, you know that I did sign us up for that Podzinger thing, which
I saw that.
Going to basically it's supposed to like audio listen to our podcast and then pull out keywords.
That's right.
Send them right to the government so then they can come over here and arrest us.
That's perfect.
I mean, they're supposed to give us money for ads.
That's right. We can do that. Well, anyway, they always want to find the legitimate need for. They want to balance between legitimate need for privacy and law enforcement. But, of course, if you think there's any such thing as privacy anymore, good luck. That's like if you're under 40 and you think you're going to collect Social Security, what a maroon. anyway, of course, the law, of course, is unclear, as so many of them are. They don't know what's supposed to be done. And the content of the communications is not supposed to be retained. Yeah, well, good luck on that. The deal is that this is once again, it's all about the terrorists. Mm-hmm. So everything on the Internet, all 50 quadrillion, whatever it is, quadrillion words.
Gilobytes
is supposed to be retained by the ISPs. This is an unfunded mandate. And then, of course, we come to the next item. And the next item is also, loss of personal data at federal agencies is widespread. Wait a minute, get this straight. The FBI wants to have all ISPs retain data for snooping on terrorists. And the question I have is, is there any chance that this data would be stolen, wrongly used, you know, somehow?
Absolutely not.
Not, no. And they've told us it won't be.
That's right.
That's the
I trust
the government, don't you?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Darn tootin'.
Federal workers at 19 agencies have lost personal information affecting thousands of employees in the public. Most of the data were stolen, sometimes by hackers, and, the government itself has, now, they're only reporting probably 10% of what's actually going on. I mean, they don't know. Let's face it. A lot of times when a hacker gets in, you don't know about it today. They're hacking into my site. Oh, my God, look at this. My site just melted. Oh, no, there it is. Anyway, data loss is a government-wide occurrence, according to their own report. And very often, the agencies have no clue about how much data is lost or stolen or where it is. I mean, we've heard stories about the laptops being left in the airport and, you know, turning up like the Rose Law Firm law paper suddenly. Mm-hmm. Oh, surprise. Well, it's in my bedroom after 5 years. I wasn't in the White House when they got lost, but somehow they're sitting here on the table in my bedroom. That's a shocker. But the deal is
they have the most information on everybody.
Well, it's not enough.
Right.
They want more.
They want more.
And if you think that they're not going to come after you for this, what we've been talking about here, in case you haven't followed the thread on this podcast, is they are passing new laws to take away your freedoms. They're making everything in the world a federal offense, just about. They're going to track you down by anything that you've done or will do. Well, yeah.
Maybe,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. They'll look for patterns and try to look for potential things.
Well, the pattern is mostly if you're alive and have any money.
Right. There's a pattern.
That's a pattern.
That's good enough.
Pulse, money. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Terrorist.
That's right. That's called PMT.
And the PMTs.
That's right. We'll push the PMT. Pulse, money, terrorist button. And so the deal is that it's going to be hideout time. That's one thing.
Did you see the ordering a pizza in 2010 thing?
Yes, I saw that. There's a, what is that? Are you going to pop that up maybe on the website?
Yeah, I guess it does since I mentioned it.
It's
been around.
It's been around for a long time, but it is funny and it shows you how they're going to. But I see again, that's a private company, and I don't really have a problem with that,
right?
Because then I don't have to call them for pizza. I mean, once they do that. So anyway,
right, but if it's the government,
then I have a problem because they have a gun. I mean, the fact is, the Domino's guy, when they show up here, that, you know, he doesn't have a gun. I do.
Mm-hmm. So it's a fair exchange.
It's a fair exchange, right? Give me your piece or your life.
Right.
Yeah, we say that. Some Domino's drivers might have guns at this point. So.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. That would be, I'll bet they don't. I would think that would be. Anyway, no, don't have to go there. The bottom line is, though, I want to tell you all that the theme up to this point of the show has been.
All shows.
All shows, really. The simple fact is, you out there are being
boiled like a frog.
Boiled like a frog. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's a good point. In case you don't know what we're talking about here, is you can put a frog.
Yeah, just take a frog out from your backyard and go get a pot of water, nice cool water, and put it on your stove. Put the frog in there and see when it gets really hot and see if the frog jumps out.
Right. And okay. And the theory is it won't.
Right.
It'll actually sit there and die until the. You have to do it slowly.
Right.
A little bit of time, one degree, you know, say 1 or 2 degrees an hour, and the frog will just sit there until he dies or she.
And if that doesn't work, put a lid on it.
Yeah, that'll do it too.
And hold its little head.
And you get a big frog, and you got two nice frog legs when you're done.
That's right.
Get some barbecue sauce.
Some butter.
That's right. little frog leg. That's good. I was wondering about that. I was out in the backyard the other day, and I saw all these frogs hopping around on their front legs. They didn't have any back legs.
Frog season. Actually, stone crab season now.
That's right, it is. That's what we're going to do. Anyway, the deal is, the problem that I've got here is in Florida, you can't dig a basement.
Nope.
And I want to get a place where you could at least have a basement that you could.
Jimmy just needs an injection seat.
That would work.
Yeah.
Works for me. That's right. Okay, I'm done with that. Let me move on to the here's a environmental update.
All right.
I thought this was really fantastic.
Cue the environmental music.
I do have environmental music.
Do you?
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
All right. I do, actually. Is it melting water? Is it? What is it?
No. Actually, I have two. This one's kind of cute.
Dinosaurs dying.
I'm glad global warming never happened.
Actually, it did. But thank God nuclear winter canceled it out.
Well, I like the one. You know what you need to get is the most famous Simpson Hollywood of. Which reminds me, November 5th is the new Hollywood Simpsons Hollywood horror thing. The new one.
Huh.
Is coming.
Yeah, and in fact, actually.
What are we talking about? A TV show?
Yeah, the TV
of
the Simpsons. Let me. I've digressed just slightly. The other sound effect, which unfortunately does not go well on this show. That wasn't it. No, that's good. No, it was the one where Homer goes back in time and he coughs.
Oh, yeah.
And the dinosaurs.
They all die.
He says, this is going to cost
me. That'll cost me.
That was the toaster one.
Yeah.
That was the funniest.
That is one of the best Simpsons ever.
That is. Minutes of fun.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, speaking of Simpsons, there's the new thing on. Did you see where you can make your own movie?
You can make your own Simpsons movie. Yeah. I thought, when Curtis sent it to me, the link to me, I thought it was make your own Jessica Simpson movie.
Yeah. I was hoping.
Yeah, exactly.
And turns out it's Fat Homer.
Fat Homer, right.
Yeah. No, Nick hasn't released that one yet.
No. But he should do the exact same thing they're doing. It's Simpsons.com/treehouse is the link.
And you can make
your own.
I think you can be published.
Yes, in fact.
And I watched some of them. They have 5 stars, and the best one so far has gotten 3 stars.
Right.
And there's some suck ones there,
yeah,
I'll tell you
sure.
that. Anyway, to come back now, I want to talk about the environmental thing. Antarctic ice collapse tied to greenhouse gases. Now, what they said is that there's a shelf of ice. For those of you who don't understand, Antarctica is a continent. It is land under there.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's so cold, the ice goes out past the land for miles and miles and miles. It's frozen seawater. It goes out there for miles. And
the ice is actually made up of frozen dinosaur farts, and that's why it's causing the problem.
Well, that could be. But let me tell you, the deal is it hangs out there like an airplane wing off the island for miles, 100 miles or so. And apparently one of those airplane wings dropped off. It collapsed. It went, you know, boom.
Oops.
And it's like the size of Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is large. This is a large ice cube.
Right.
All right.
And
so now those tanks.
And they said that the reason it dropped off was because of global warming.
Mm-hmm.
That this shelf, as they call it, had been sitting there for at least 5,000 years, according to the drilling that they had done. The ice cores that they pull up and they analyze the isotope, oxygens, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they determined without a doubt, without flawlessly determined with Pythagorean precision.
100% accuracy.
100% accuracy that this was because of global warming. Now, I thought it was fascinating that the collapse of the Larsen B ice shelf did not raise the sea levels. Why? Because the ice was already floating. You know, you do know that if you fill up a glass, here's a science test for you folks. If you fill up a glass right to the very brim, and there's ice in there, and of course the ice is floating, it's sitting up, you know, above the rim of the glass. As the ice melts, will the glass overflow?
No.
No. See, now a lot of people would say, wait a minute, as that ice melts, boy, that all that's sitting up above there, it's just going to flow down the side. Sorry, no, not going to happen.
Right. Those are the same people that think that you can put hot water in your ice cubes and put it in the refrigerator.
And it'll freeze faster.
Right. Because the molecules are moving quicker.
Well, they're accelerating.
Right.
As they head downhill, they overshoot.
Right.
they'll actually get colder.
Right.
Because what they'll do is they'll go down to the freezer temperature because they're coming down so fast, it'll actually get colder than the freezer.
Right.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And
because hot is a lot closer to cold than warm is.
Right.
Right.
I love that. I had this chemistry professor, and he asked everybody to raise their hands if they thought that was the thing, and he was like, okay, you all can leave the class.
Well, it turns out that they've done some tests on the quote global warming, the ice warming on the center of Antarctica. I mean, that is on the land part, and they found no change. Not zero.
It's still cold.
So what I'm saying is, apparently, all of the shelf ice could fall off and melt, and nothing would happen. Nothing. Zero. Zip. Nothing. The salt water would become a little less saltier, I suppose, in the ocean.
We got a new island for hedonism, right?
Boy, let's hope. You know, we're going to talk about the nudist colony here later. Yeah, that might be a place to put one. Well, no, we're going to do that.
All right, so that was our
environmental update. That's right. Now, here's our immigration update.
Immigres.
Some apparently high-priced designer person, and I don't know what her name is, Weinthurn or something, I guess.
Is a shoe manufacturer?
She's designed kind of a Picasso shoe or something. She's designed this shoe that's in an art exhibit, and it's, you know, she's won awards and everything, and apparently this shoe is up for some shoe award, you know, some art award, like sort of like when Andy Warhol was painting Campbell soup cans,
or like when EJ did the chocolate boob shoes.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
Made chocolate shoes out of
and they looked well. And they looked real.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, man, he's good.
Bottle those shoes.
All right, I see this. This is out of San Diego.
That's right. So these are boutiques. They only made a couple, 4,000 or 5,000. But what they did is they took at least 1,000 of them, went down to Tijuana or someplace.
$215 a pair.
$215, and gave them away to people who wanted to sprint across the border, heading north. That is
right.
Gave them to and
what great made, advertisement. What made,
well, except for the fact that they're not. These are designer shoes. These are what do they call them? The shoes where you're not actually supposed to sell them. You're supposed to collect them. Because they only made 5,000 of them, for God's sake.
Okay,
I thought they gave them to them so they could outrun the.
They did,
patrol.
But they also as part of the design was a flashlight, a map, and a compass. Hello, and a little pocket in case you wanted to put some money or something, right, some dinero. Right.
The money from the first
shoe leather is a beef jerky.
The first guy.
So they put a survival kit in these shoes.
Yep, and that's part of the design, and then gave them away, and then of course they said.
Point of giving them away, why don't you sell them?
I guess because this person is an artist type, lefty artist person who says that they. No, I'm serious.
The government needs to make this illegal.
Well,
they
need a federal law. That's right. Can't design shoes.
Right.
Can't design shoes for illegal immigrants.
Well, that it would even could be used by them. Huh. If it looks like it could might be able to be used by an immigrant, an illegal immigrant, then it's illegal and you go to jail.
The new Nike border.
Yeah,
border hopper.
What a great name.
That's great.
That's great. The border hopper. Right, yes. Right, and they're done well. And
border
they
left air. For the
air border.
Air border.
Air border. That's right. Air border. Guaranteed for 1,000 miles or your money back.
Well, they also have another version. It's called the Tunnel Runner.
The Tunnel Runner. Yes. That's
they're
right.
Available in three different colors. You know, black, brown, or
no.
Camo.
They're all. I think what they are, but they're all white, and red, white, and green, which is the Mexican flag colors.
Oh, so there you go.
Yeah, red, white, and green. That's the color.
Viva
and,
Mexico.
That's right.
Viva.
Then they have Nike. I understand is also putting for the border runners. I think they come with optional knee pads in case you have to crawl through part of the thing.
Matching knee pads.
Matching knee pads, that's right. You know, designer and so forth. So this is important stuff.
Absolutely.
And I did hear, though, on the news that some of the border people are complaining that they're being outgunned by the new smuggling. It's not cocaine, because they've already, that's a given.
They're ubiquitous.
Yeah, I mean, that, right. You know, that's too easy to get in.
Right,
now,
right.
Now they're trying to move something a little larger, which is human.
Right.
Humans.
And,
give off a heat signature.
That's right. That's the problem.
You know?
Yeah, we get all the cocaine we want.
Right.
The problem is it's gotten so cheap that it's not worth smuggling cocaine anymore.
Right. So now it's better to smuggle the humans.
Yeah, the humans, right.
So they just arm up all their immigrants and then send them over or something?
Well, they now have, yes, exactly. Well, no, it's the mules.
Oh, okay.
The guy, the patron or whatever, the guy that's bringing him
it's
up here.
It's a guide, essentially.
It's a guide,
he's
right.
He's
been there before, and he's the one that's got the designer shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And
for
so,
2,000 pesos, I will show you the Mayan ruins, and for 20 million pesos, I will bring you to America.
No, for the 20 million, I will show you the Kansas City ruins or something.
Kansas City.
Yeah, I will show you Kansas City, the slums of Kansas City, which look good to you. Better than you got here.
Better than you got here.
So are they going to do anything to this, to the shoe designer, this woman?
No, they're going to. Yeah. They said this is not yet.
Not yet.
Again, we don't know. I mean, they said you are, what do you call
but
it?
What's the crime? Giving away shoes?
Aiding and abetting. Aiding and abetting an illegal act.
But how do you know that that's like saying you can give away anything?
We know that. No, I understand 100%.
So they're going to sue Colt for aiding and abetting.
They have done this. They have done this. Mm-hmm. They sue. Look, come on. They do this all the time. They sue the cigarette manufacturers and won.
Right.
For killing people, you know,
again,
aiding and abetting.
The reason why you listen to this show is because you want to realize how badly your freedoms are going.
No, and I mean, this again, if it's going down the chain, if you think this is a classic case of that saying, you know, they came for the Christians, but I wasn't one, so
right.
I came for this. Over, and finally, they came for the mechanics or whatever, and there was nobody left to stand up. And this is exactly what's happening. If you think that you're not in danger, I mean, and it's accelerating.
Right.
I mean, it's going to happen in my lifetime, which is hard to believe because I'm doing desperately everything I can to kill myself. And I mean, I'm, you know, burning it at both ends and in the middle.
Right.
So Jimmy, not long.
Jimmy's a walking fireball.
That's right.
Flash.
That's right. The flash.
This is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Doan Show, and you just got done listening to part one of our October 21st podcast.